In the name of Allah, the Most Gracious, the Most Merciful. All praise be to Allah, the Lord of all creation, and best peace and blessings be upon our Master, Prophet Muhammad, his household members and companions. We're doing some commentary in the chapter of Thunder. This Holy Quran, as Almighty Allah says in the chapter of the night journey, guides to that which is most just and upright, to good health, to good life, to good worldly life, and good hereafter. This Holy Quran gives glad tidings to those who work deeds of righteousness that they shall have a great reward. So who turns away from such book? But unfortunately now the Holy Quran turns to be only for tunes and melodies, but it is not meant to be understood to build and to shape the personality of a human being. And this is happening unfortunately because we are lacking the architects who shape the Islamic personality. Now the world has turned to be a small village, and I pray Almighty Allah to shower all humanity with His mercy and to make us serve humans with the message of Allah and with the guidance of Allah through the Book of Allah. Almighty Allah says in this chapter, which is number 13, verse number 41, don't they see that we gradually reduce the land from its outlying borders? Then if Allah decrees a thing, none can reverse it. Almighty Allah might execute His judgment wherever you might be, whether you are in your car or at home or wherever you might be. Then He says, verily those before them did devise plots, they did scheme, they plotted evil plans against you. But O Muhammad, do not grieve, do not be sad, because Almighty Allah is the master of all plans, and He is the best of planners. Then He says, Almighty Allah is the best of planners and the best of schemers. Plot or plotting is to plan a secret or to have a secret plan against someone. But Almighty Allah is the best of planners, and all their plots will be nothing, because those who are plotting against believers are unaware of this fact, because they are unaware of Allah, unaware of Allah's knowledge and strength. So Almighty Allah is the one who guaranteed the protection of His message. So, O Prophet, leave them to your Lord. This is what the verse means. Almighty Allah can do whatever He likes at the time He likes. He knows whatever people have done, whether the secret things or the public ones. No matter how you conceal things, no matter how you hide your personality, you can never be hidden from Allah. your own intentions. The whispers of your soul are all known by Allah, because He knows the fraud of the eyes, He knows the stealthy looks, and all that the heart conceal. He knows, and it is the same to Him, whether any of you conceal His speech or declare it openly, whether you be hid by night or go forth freely by day. So all this is known and exposed to Allah, and all it is being recorded, whether it is good or evil. For every people there is an appointment term, and they will know the fact and the truth on the day of judgment. So He knows what every person has done. This verse, which says He knows every person, what every person has done, this means that He will bring you to account. He will reward the good ones. And He will punish the evil ones. So you have to replace and to remove your evil deeds by good deeds, as Almighty Allah says, the good deeds remove the evil deeds, the righteous works wipe out the evil works, and good deeds shall make amends for sins. Almighty Allah indeed knows what your own self whisper to you, and He says that whatever you utter, and every and each word that you utter will be noted down by a vigilant guardians ready to record, seated on your right and your left shoulders. So these angels are watching you and are always with you, ready to record all what you utter. But you cannot run away from them. You cannot blot against them. Who are you? Where are the kings and the great ones and the smart ones? All their intelligence and smartness proved to be useless. May Allah make us true Muslims. So Almighty Allah knows what every person does, and the disbelievers will get to know who will get the reward of paradise. So Almighty Allah is telling His Prophet to be patient and to only convey the message. Almighty Allah says, indeed we have written in all revealed scriptures, after we have already written in the book that is in the heaven, that this earth or this land, as well as the land of paradise, will be inherited by the righteous ones, by the righteous servants. This is an announcement to obedient servants of Allah, those who are truly servants of Allah. But if a person is a disbeliever or a polytheist or a hypocrite, then they will not make heed, they will not take heed of this announcement. Then in verse 43, Almighty Allah says, those who disbelieve say, O you Muhammad, you are not a messenger. They used to say, he is a human being just like you. He eats of what you eat and drinks of what you drink. And they also said, what's the matter of this messenger who eats food and walks about in the markets and walks along the streets, they thought that a messenger should not be a human being, should not be in this human mold. But Almighty Allah is wiser than them, because if He had sent an angel, then they could not have been able to see the angel. So this is out of their stubbornness and their rejection. They said, "You are not a messenger," despite the fact that the Prophet showed them many miracles. Once one of the Arab delegations came to the Prophet saying, "Who witnessed that you are a messenger?" Then the Prophet held and took some pebbles and put them in his hand. Then all people around heard the pebbles glorifying Almighty Allah. So people heard the glorification of the pebbles. Then he handed them over to Abu Bakr, and they also glorified Almighty Allah. Yet many people did not believe. Musa showed the children of Israel many miracles, yet Pharaoh and his people did not believe. On the contrary, they increased in their stubbornness and their rejection and their misery. But when he was overtaken by the flood, and when he was about to drown, and when drowning became a reality for him, he cried, "I believe that there is no God except the one in whom the children of Israel have believed, and I submit and give up myself to God." But it was said to him, "It is too late, because you have rebelled already and chose to be a transgressor. So this day we shall deliver your body out from the sea, that you may be a sign and a lesson for future generations." But many people are totally oblivious to our signs and heedless of our miracles. So we have to repent to Allah, to search for true scholars, true teachers who develop our personalities, who purify our souls, who educate us of the Holy Quran, which is not mere verses that are recited, not mere melodies that are being or that are enjoyed with, not a thing that you just listen to shake your shoulders and heads, but it is, as Almighty Allah says, a book that we have revealed to you, full of blessings, that you may ponder over its verses, and that people of understanding may remember and may take heed. So Almighty Allah is instructing us and urging us to reflect over the verses of the Holy Quran. We must go back to true scholars, to true clerics, to true mentors who walk and who follow the steps of the Prophet. We find that the glory of the Arabs and the honor of the Arabs was only through the Holy Quran, was only when they followed truly the Holy Quran's teachings. A sheikh once said to his people that the Holy Quran contains everything and can answer all questions. Then a person came to him saying, "Okay, I will ask you a question and I need the answer from the Holy Quran as you claim. How much is 1 kilogram of bread tell me the answer from the Quran. The Sheikh said, yes, it is in the Quran. Just wait a minute. So he took the telephone and he called the bakery and asked the baker, how much is 1 kilogram of bread? So he answered him and he told him how many loaves of bread does 1 kilogram of pastry or dough make. So he answered him, but that person said, no, I want the answer from the Quran. The Sheikh said, yes, this answer is from the Quran, because the Quran says, ask those who know when you don't know. Ask those who are experts and who have knowledge when you don't know. So when you want, for example, to fix an engine of your car, the engine of your car, you have to ask the professional, you have to ask the expert. And even after that, you have to pay the wage or the bill for the mechanic. Early Arabs, through the Holy Quran and through true Islam, were able to unite half of the ancient world. But now, unfortunately, the Arabs are divided, and each clan and each tribe wants to make a country and a state by itself. Also, now, unfortunately, we use the Christian or the European calendar or date in our official dealings and treatments and documents. So even in calendars and in dating, we are following them and we have no independent personality. So we as Arabs, and our Prophet is an Arab, yet we date or use the Christian or the European calendar or date. So if we want to face them and liberate ourselves from them, we have to exert our best efforts. We have to study our history. And the Holy Quran says that strive against them with this Quran, with the utmost endeavor and the utmost efforts you have. Muslims at the early times were few in number and few in weaponry, yet they overcame their enemies. How? Through true Islam that was taught by the Prophet. Now, a sheikh does not know how to truly teach Islam, does not truly know how to build a Muslim personality and how to shape and to develop Muslim people. So we need and we lack modern scholars, new scholars, renewing scholars who are living in reality, in this reality, and who are connecting with the great past. So Almighty Allah says, make ready against them all you can of power, including steeds of war, and in this time including tanks, planes, missiles, and etc., to threaten them and to warn them and to defend yourself in order not to be a coveted object, in order not to be an easy prey for enemies. When a plane flies, it needs a good pilot. And when we want Islam to bring back its glory or to reattain its glory, we have to be good Muslims. Once the Prophet was in travel, and his army was taking a rest, and they lost water. They didn't have any amount of water to drink or to make the ritual ablution, to pray. Then they saw a woman carrying a canteen of water on her pack animal. They asked her about the water and she said that it is very far away from here. The Prophet told her, please come here, and told his companions to bring a big pot. The Prophet took her canteen and poured water in the pot. Then water started springing out of the pot, and the Prophet told them to fill their canteens and to fill their pots. After that, they gave drink to their horses and they drank themselves. And after he raised his hands, the water stopped. The woman was astonished. So the Prophet was connected to the creator of rain and to the creator of water. So when he sought his help, he helped him. And she complained to the Prophet that she is the mother of orphans, as she asked for help, and the Prophet told his companions to help her. When she came back to her, when she went back to her tribe, she invited them to Islam and she told them about Islam, and 1,000 people from her tribe joined the Prophet, peace and the blessings be upon him. So this was their women. This was the women of their time. She had been able to transform 1,000 people from ignorance into knowledge and from disbelief into belief, from backwardness into development and truth. This is true Islam. If a Muslim is not like this, then he should or she should think of renewing her or his Islam. So this is the products of the school of the Prophet. Islam is a transformation from ignorance into knowledge, from disunitedness into brotherhood and fraternity. Who can make this? Only true scholars who are the inheritors of prophets can make this. This can be achieved by their seclusion with Allah and remembrance of Allah, then understanding of the book of Allah and teaching people with sincerity and honesty, and then the result will be mercy to all people. As Almighty Allah said, we have not sent you except as mercy to all creation, not only to people, even to animals and to all things. So Islam wants to unite all humans and to achieve happiness to all humans worldwide. Now the Arabs are divided for more than 20 countries, but Islam made all the Arabs as one community and one state, and even this state extended to include China or the borders of China and Indonesia and other countries, making them all as one country and one state, and made Arabic as the language of the state. And if it was not for the Holy Quran, the Arabic language would have vanished and perished. Now, unfortunately, the Arabs and Arabism are ungrateful, or has been ungrateful to Islam, and is careless about Islam and about spreading Islam. But I hope that Almighty Allah will bring Arabs back to their glory and to their Islam. And the one who separates between Islam and Arabism is a non-Arab, because the Arabs are the ones who spread Islam at first, and the Arabs were glorified by Islam. So the disbelievers say that you are not a messenger, O Muhammad. But will this affect his position? Never. If a crazy person tells you that you are not a person or you are not a human being, will this make any change? Not at all. If someone says that the sun is not existent, will this affect the sun? Never. History has proved that the Prophet Muhammad is a great person, and that he was a prophet. And even in our modern time, in America and Europe and many other countries, scientists witness and testify that Muhammad is a great messenger of Allah. And moreover, we find one of the American scientists testify that Muhammad is the best and the most influential human being over history. But unfortunately, many Arabs are not educated of Islam, yet they attack Islam because they are ignorant of its greatness and its reality. Professor Michael Hart wrote a book under the title The 100, a ranking of the most influential persons in history. He put Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, number one. And he is a non-Muslim. This book, we brought this book from America and we translated it into Arabic, and it's available in Syrian bookstores. So he is a non-Muslim, and as they say, when your counterparts or when non-Muslims witness to your facts and to your doctrine or to your beliefs, then this is a solid proof for you. This professor put Muhammad as number one. So Arabs should feel ashamed of themselves when they are ignorant of this great person. But unfortunately, such people are backward in their minds, in their education, and in their culture, because their or this culture indicates their ignorance of Islam and of the Prophet Muhammad. This professor put Jesus Christ number three, And he put Caliph Umar bin al-Khattab number 52. He put Isaac Newton number 2, who is a famous scientist for discoveries in the field of mathematics and physics. This person has many PhDs and he holds high positions in the American leadership. And now many esteemed scientists in Europe, America, and Russia and other countries witness to this and testify to this fact. On the other hand, we find some Arabs are away from Islam in their behavior, in their knowledge, in their education. But this is a proof of their moral, scientific, and rational backwardness. May Allah bring us back to our unity and glory, and all praise be to Allah, the Lord of all creation.